Hot 103 Jam celebrating 75 years in KC and giving you a chance to win $1,000 in hot summer cash. But we got to take this time to talk about what is going on in the community and communities across the nation this Thursday. It is huge. The John Lewis Good Trouble Lives On rallies taking place. We know the late congressman, but he was a major supporter in democracy. He took that walk across the bridge. He almost didn't make it his life. He survived trying to get us voting rights, and that's why we are coming together for this rally to make sure that voting rights are protected. On the line, my Sarah, the lovely Janice Comer, Beta Omega Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, who have partnered up with my chapter, Zeta Omega, as well as the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition, Missouri Voter Coalition Protection. How you feeling today, Sora Janice?
Excited that this is going to be a wonderful event for a man whose entire life was given to the cause of justice, human rights, and particularly voting rights.
And it's so good. There's so many organizations coming together. I mean, from the national level, you have the Black Voters Matters Coalition, which is huge. Right here, the Missouri Voter Protection Coalition, other D9 chapters are coming together. Janice, what can our people expect when they come out? Just really how important it is to come out and hear the information, the speakers, because we have to know that democracy is in danger when people don't have equal access to the ballot box.
You are absolutely right. And I was stunned to learn that some people think everybody should not have the right to vote. When we vote, we are demonstrating democracy. And there are organizations like the League of Women Voters that believe that preserving democracy means that everyone should vote. We are coming together in peace to affirm our power. As John Lewis taught us, there is power in assembling, there is power in creating a community, and there is power in responding to with good trouble. When you see something that ain't right, you need to do something about it, is what he charged us with.
So we are getting together this Thursday. I'm so excited. The station's involved. I get to help co-MC. We got a Metro Choir, speakers from all sorts of organizations coming out. I believe Mayor Quentin Lucas is going to speak. It's going down Thursday.
It is going down Thursday. We are celebrating the fifth anniversary of his life at the bandstand in Swope Parkway. And you know, one of the remarkable things about this location is that before John Lewis started his work, we couldn't go anywhere in Swope Park except for Watermelon Hill.
Come on now.
And so we are celebrating the results of his work to end segregation by hosting this event at the bandstand. The event will start at 6 o'clock. We will have comments from organizations throughout the city, including a welcome by his fraternity. Mayor, like you said, Mayor Quentin Lucas will speak, and we will commemorate his lifelong work by talking about all the areas where we still need to work together for human rights and particularly voting rights.
All right, so we will see y'all this Thursday at the Swope Park Bandstand, a place we couldn't be, but thanks to people like John Lewis, we can be. I thank you so much, Sora, for always being at the front and center when it comes to social justice for our people.
Thank you. It's my pleasure. You know, what's interesting is he started his work as a college student. So I'm making a particular appeal to college age and young people, because there's a place for you in this work.
Absolutely. John Lewis, who was a member of Phi Beta Sigma, so we're so glad to have them at the event as well. Thank you, Janice. I will see you Thursday, Sarah.
All right, you take care. Looking forward to doing this.
All right, take care. You too.